world with half a brain can see that humankind has gone insane. To the point where I don't know if I'll upset the status quo if I throw poison in the water main. Listen close to everybody's heart and hear that breaking sound. Hopes and dreams are shattering apart and crashing to the ground. I cannot believe my eyes.
What's up? What's up, guys and gals? It's the Carolyn and Joe Show. We're back. We're back with the Dr. Horrible soundtrack playing in the background.
You made it all sound all sexy on that last one.
Ooh, that's good. We're here with James and Danny and Joe and Carolyn, all four of us.
We always sort of make these like marathon runs now, don't we?
Yeah. Well, last time we did it, or at least when James and I were here, James was about to leave for Iraq, and like always, I'm on limited time every time I'm up here.
So usually that's the best time to do anything, is to cram as many as we can anyway.
I kind of like just doing like three or four shows just at once.
Because then we can like we can have something every week and we don't have to worry about doing a show
just
every
a big
week
rambling.
Anyway.
It's like taping Raw.
Yeah, basically it's like taping Raw.
It's like WCW. They tape like six or seven WCW Saturday nights.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They used to tape Thunder and Nitro on the same night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
remember
that.
Remember then like the Saturday morning one they did at Universal Studios?
Yeah.
I remember Bischoff said they used to tape like seven at a time.
Yeah.
And then there were times like when Rey Mysterio would lose the belt on like Nitro, but he'd have to defend it on Saturday morning just to keep up. They had like people really keeping track of who was the belt holders and whatnot and when they were actually going to be aired. So there were times where guys would re-get the belt, not in normal continuity though.
Yeah.
Speaking of wrestling, you brought up like before, and it's a subject that I'm really happy about. But DDP winning against Jay-Z on the diamond cutter symbol.
Diamond
yes, that
Dallas
was awesome.
Page.
When did they reach a decision?
That was like 3 years ago.
It's been going on a while.
But when did they reach a decision? Because I know I was really pissed off about that, and then like I'd read message boards.
And you've been talking about that for like 8 years.
I don't know when it reached fruition, but like I just read about it on Wikipedia. It said like blah blah blah, and something it might have been like 2007. It says Diamond Dallas, or what was it Paige Falkenberg, whatever his real name is.
Paige Falkenberg.
Yeah, that's like his real name. He's Jewish.
Wait, his first name is Paige.
Yeah, his first name is Paige.
Oh, that makes sense then. Diamond Dallas
Paige.
Paige.
Don't know why they added Dallas.
No. Randy Macho Man.
They explained that
Savage,
he added
Papa,
Dallas
Papa.
Because he's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, that makes sense. So where's DDP like from? Is he Southern?
I think so.
Seems like he'd like fit in with that. It's kind of funny how like in wrestling, I mean, I don't know like the great knowledge that you all do about wrestling, but I like
the great knowledge.
I'd like to think that I know a considerable amount of wrestling knowledge, but I just think it is funny how like there's different types of wrestling styles and from different areas. Like Canada is like a big area, and then like New Jersey like Philly area, and then there's like the whole Southern Wrestling League.
Yeah, like
it's like
oh, he's from Jersey
in Ohio.
Who is
DDP?
Oh, that's right, because
oh, really?
He's part
oh,
of the
yeah,
Jersey,
the Jersey triad.
Triad.
See, but then it's like Ohio has like their own little niche. You know, I just think it's funny how
not anymore.
It's not. I don't know. It's not funny, but it's just I don't know what word to use.
I mean,
it's just interesting.
Ohio still has OVW,
yeah, but they're no longer a part of the WWE.
A lot
yeah,
about
they're just
Ohio.
They're no longer the WWE's developmental
power plant.
Yeah.
So where is it now?
FCW, Florida yeah. Championship
oh,
Wrestling.
Okay.
I remember one time. Ratish would go up to us, or up to me, or one of us, and be like, HCW, I know, and he's like, I know what that stands for, hardcore wrestling. I was like, come on, Tish, no it doesn't, man, it's hardcore comedic wrestling, dude. He never could get that. I think we had better characters than him
hardcore.
Anyway.
Hardcore, it's like, it's two words, I thought it was just one word.
It is
hardcore.
One word.
Hardcore is one word.
Yeah. Why would you use two letters for one word?
I don't know,
it would just be HW.
Yeah.
You.
All right, James. When did the evolution go from Mountain Dew to Monster?
Oh yeah, you weren't here for that.
No. Because all I see from my angle, the top of the can says urine plus ginseng.
No, it says taurine.
Wow,
who knows
that urine
stuff probably
it
could
urine,
be urine.
Urine plus ginseng.
Well, it's kind of a funny story. The evolution.
Oh wait, you know what? I did listen to it. I just wanted to find a way to segue in urine plus ginseng.
Oh damn it!
Didn't you like go to the PX and like it was always on sale, and they limited the sale
of... Yeah, no overdosing.
No, well, ODing of Monsters.
I mean, the reason why I started drinking Monsters to begin with, well, I was in Iraq, and, well, we only had... The only kinds of sodas they had were... like these Haji sodas, like, you know, like Arabic.
Hold on. Before you carry on, is Haji a correct term? Is that like a yes, Wikipedia correct terminology? Correct.
No, Haji is a character in Johnny Quest.
It is politically correct.
He's Johnny Quest.
Yes, he holds up the beetle and goes Sim Sim Salabim, oh, yeah, and then things would disappear.
Sim Sim Salabim. Is that who they are? Did they look like that?
Yeah, they did. But anyway. They smelled bad too. They smelled like old El Paso taco seasoning.
Wow, very descriptive.
It's a very distinct smell.
Hey, break it out. If you have it, break it out and we'll smell it.
Then, I don't want to smell these people.
That's what Iraqi smell like.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
I don't know what it is. Damn it. Haji sodas.
Just in case, if you people want to know how it smells like out there, just get the
old El Paso seasoning.
Like about 20-year-old El Paso seasoning.
Anyway, damn it. So.
Oh my god.
I used to drink these sodas all the time. But the problem was, I would like to drink the Mountain Dew over there. But it tastes considerably different from American Mountain Dew. But I didn't realize there was so much of a difference until I got home and started drinking American Mountain Dew again. But anyway, so I used to drink these sodas all the time, and I used to steal extras from the chow hall and bring them back, you know. And when I had sit up at the ramp, you know, listen to the radios all night, whatever, be duty all night, you know, I used to have a lot of sodas with me. But the problem was, excuse me if it was rude, but they would make me crap like every time I drank one.
So... Very like, good is that what soda makes you do?
They were very good laxatives. No, the Haji sodas did.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was mainly the Mountain Dew and the Pepsi. So, anyway, I was looking for a good alternative, and they weren't providing the, you know, the kick that I needed to stay awake all night and, you know, whatever, just get intensity that I liked. And all these people were drinking, like, you know, all the energy drinks that I bought, the PX, but I didn't want to spend all that money because they're like $3 each. This guy's like, damn it, you should just drink a Monster, fag. Like, damn it, I'm not buying that crap. You guys are a bunch of losers. I'm not going to buy that crap. You know, it's kind of like anything in my life where people are like, damn it.
You need to do
you
this.
You should watch this movie.
I'm you like, need to not.
God damn it, that movie sucks. Then I watch the movie and I'm like, oh, that movie rules.
That's the first time James ever admit that he does that.
I'm not talking about these. I hate Seth Rogen.
and Jonah Hill.
And Jonah Hill.
Yeah, that will not.
Judd
Why
Apatow.
Do you not like these Judd Apatow universe characters?
And Ben Savage.
Boy Meets World.
Okay, you have Topanga. To explain yourself later on about the Boy Meets World.
Hates Topanga.
Dude, Topanga got hot.
Did she?
Yeah.
She also got a DUI.
You always bring up the DUI. I always like that.
Because it surprised me. I'm
Topanga
like,
got a DUI?
Yeah.
She's a drunk.
Like a year ago. That. But also, Topanga was in those like weight loss ads.
Yeah,
she took a pill, and then there was
she's
like
ugly now.
She got a little bit chubby. Not too bad.
James,
just,
remember in the later seasons when they went to college, she started looking a lot bigger.
She got chunky, but then she lost all that baby fat.
But she was never that horrible looking. But she took like all these like weight loss pills, and they're you know like Parade magazine. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, like, there's ads in there. I don't know if they're recent, but, like, maybe, like, a year ago I saw there's, like, pictures of her on the beach looking all hot in a bikini, and then she's like, I lost all this weight.
Is that what you're looking up? Is that what you're looking up right now, Danny?
Yeah, look at old Topanga. Look at this all chunky, fat-ass girl.
She's not fat-ass.
She is
chunky.
That is so vicious, chunky, fat-ass, stupid Topanga.
She is not chunky, fat-ass. Let me see it again.
She is chunky.
She has a round face.
She's okay, chunky. No,
say she's
no.
A little bit chunky, but she's she is not like
is she,
by any
is she,
means like
is she like Raven is she like Raven Simone chunky? Is that what it is?
No. Well, Topanga's case.
But she also has like boobs. You know,
she got chunky, good fat.
Isn't she like half black?
What? Topanga?
Isn't she?
I don't believe so.
I don't know. My dad was always like, she's half black. Joe, come on.
Her name is Danielle Fischel, something like that.
Where did they get Topanga from? Is that a real name?
No, that was her Boy Meets World name.
Her name was Topanga Lawrence, and her parents were hippies. That was part of the plot.
But is that a real name?
Topanga? I'm sure any name can be a real name.
Well, I mean, when I searched for Topanga, there was only one thing that came up.
Does it mean something?
Who cares?
Does it mean,
but her parents were hippies, right? So that they named her Topanga.
You never actually see her parents, though.
All right, see, look at Topanga now. She's all like, she's thinner and...
Well, it looks like she's actually pretty like
ripped,
toned and shit.
But that you work out, you look better.
Yeah.
But like more than just like weight loss is what I'm saying. I thought it was, I thought she just had like a weight loss and just slimmed down.
IMDb.
Let's find out her
stats. This is a better one. She got like thin.
I do not think she's half black though.
Well, let me see.
But she could be like, I don't know. She does have like a like darker than white.
Maybe my dad thought that because she got.
See, look, this is what the new Topanga looks like. She's all thin now. Well, it's kind of hot again.
Yeah,
kinda hot again.
All right, now let's see.
I mean, yeah, if you
how
have, like,
can you call her fat ass even when she's a little bit chubby?
I mean, this is true.
She's not fat ass.
After you like have like these booty shorts and like a tube top, and you're gonna look pretty hot.
But she's always
and
been arching, pretty busty,
arching her back like all crazy. It's awesome.
Still,
that's I think awesome, she's always, man. But she's always.
Did you,
been,
did you see that?
Don't you think she's see always that? Been yeah, pretty busty?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. I remember her like in Boy Meets World when she had like really big hair. Like, yeah, that was the first time I was introduced
to her.
Big,
long hair.
Remember
and
that,
then
James?
She used to have, like, the crinkled hair. Remember that crinkled
machine? I do
machine?
Remember it. The deep-fried hair.
Yeah. She's like, my hair's french fried, yo.
I still don't understand why Corey Matthews or Ben Savage's hair was, like, how it is and Fred Savage's hair.
I bet you
hair.
None of you would be able to identify this girl.
Wait, it's off.
Wait.
Do you know who she is?
Brittany Murphy? No.
Tell me if it goes off.
Wait.
All right, show it to James, too.
Let me see that. I bet you
I don't know. It's not Brittany Murphy, but kind of looks
like what happened?
Her. I don't know.
Is it someone we're supposed to know? Is it the little sister?
She's from TV.
She is from TV.
Is it on the same subject as what we're talking about?
Kinda. She was in the same lineup with Boy Meets World.
Morgan?
Oh, same
step by
lineup.
Step by Step girl?
Yes. It is the young the little girl from Step Whoa. By Step. She grew up hot.
And then now she just takes bikini pictures of her?
This was from like a FHM magazine. It was an article about child stars
step
who grew up
by
hot.
Step.
The tomboy, not Dana or the brunette
she's
airhead.
The one that wore like the baseball caps.
Yeah,
and stuff.
The tomboy. She grew up and then
she's hot.
This is her.
All right.
She kind of looks like Brittany Murphy.
She kind of looks like Brittany Murphy, but she doesn't look retarded.
But it's also just one picture.
Now, I've seen other pictures.
I mean, she does look good. I'm not denying that, but it's like, you know.
Well, damn it! I gotta prove it now.
You gotta find another picture.
Pretty good looking face.
Where are you gonna go with that?
I thought you were gonna break it down.
She hasn't sent me a full body shot yet.
I love how like,
that,
for like half of our shows we spend talking about like girls on the internet.
Is it? But wasn't that how in MySpace all those girls would have those high pictures of them, making them look like just like their face, and you can never see their body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I guess that stopped, or unless it still continued.
No, people do that.
I think it's funny when people put like beach photos of themselves up there.
They're always at the beach doing the same shit. Look at me! I can do a handstand and a thong.
Yeah, it's like
that's a good skill, though, right?
Yeah, you can use that to get a lot of people do those pictures. What's up with that?
A handstand within a thong
at the beach? Just
with a thong?
Just wearing whatever
with a thong.
Yeah, yeah. We're in a thong. Yeah, you're right.
Or the other famous shot is obviously the picture that you're taking of yourself.
Hey, so did you like any other show on TGIF then, James?
You love Family Matters.
No, I didn't.
With
like
Family Matters,
what?
I watched the reruns of Family
like
Matters,
the best
but
thing
I
ever.
I
God, those
like
those bitches, dude.
What?
Damn you! Oh, I gotta pull up my.
How can you not like Family Matters?
How can you not like Family Matters?
Family Matters rules, but.
But what?
Defend yourself.
I don't know.
All right, Kanye. I know you don't like care for black people.
George Bush doesn't like black people.
He doesn't.
James Mahan doesn't like black people.
James Mahan does not care. James Matthews does not care about black people.
No, wait. Yeah. So you don't like Family Matters. You just like the theme song.
I like. I think Family Matters is funny. Like, I used to watch it when I was a kid because it was on TV.
Is this the early? Stars? This is the early Family Matters, though, not when it was Stefan
Lambert.
Urkel time.
Yep,
Stefan.
Remember Stefan Urkel?
Oh, yeah, that is jumping the shark, yo.
No, and that was like flying over the shark. Oh, and then he was all like making all these racist comments. He's like, "I'm an African prince for my African queen." Tomorrow.
Wait, who was this?
Stefan Urkel.
Oh yeah,
he's all smooth.
Remember? Remember when they first introduced Stefan Urkel? He was like evil and conceited.
Yeah.
He was, and then he fixed the machine to where Stefan only had the good qualities.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my god.
Because he was like
jumping the shark.
Yeah. He didn't care about Carl. And then
Carl.
What, Steve?
He had his own show after that, though, right?
Stefan.
Yeah.
Who cares?
What? Did he really?
Who cares?
I can't believe they give him his own
Jaleel.
Show.
Jaleel.
Jaleel White.
What's he doing now, man?
Last thing I know that he did,
loser.
He did a voice.
Yeah, he is a loser.
He did a voice of a character on Quest for Camelot, animated from.
I would love to see Urkel come back. I don't care in what capacity.
Urkel's like 35 years old now, isn't he?
Yeah, but so what? Just to see him bust out the Urkel costume. What would come back on TV?
What would be the concept of the show? Would it just be straight up Urkel returns? Urkel returns?
No, you know what they need to do? They need to do like Felicity, have like Jaleel White in a show and do a Halloween episode and have some guy dressed up as Urkel show up to the Halloween party.
This is something that I have said before probably on this show, but I want to just say it again just to reaffirm. This is what they should do with TGIF. They should have a mall tour of like all the characters and the actors, like just do like autograph signings or something like at malls, like how they did in the 90s, you know, like just like have like
in character.
They don't necessarily have to be in character, but just have like the TGIF stars from.
The
like,
problem is Stephanie Tanner was a meth addict.
Yeah, that rules.
No, but that's how she can come back.
That rules.
I love seeing like successful people.
I heard that she got a divorce.
Well, the problem is she was never successful.
Well, she was rich.
The Olsen twins were rich. And DJ was related to Kirk Cameron, who was like a Bible thumper. He was Bible man.
What?
He was Bible
man.
Yes.
Related? Have you been to his website? His website's crazy.
Mike Seaver? Or Tom Seaver? What was his name?
Kirk Cameron was, yeah.
There's something Seaver.
Like, my coworkers were talking about his website. It's all crazy, and it's all like all this Jesus.
He's Bible
stuff.
Man.
It's all really crazy.
He's a Christian superhero named Bible Man.
Well,
Bible Man?
Bible Man. Real what? Bible Man.
He is the superhero?
Well, it's his show. He's like
what?
Star of Bible Man.
That sucks.
See, but I really do think, like, what if they did, like, this, like, mall tour, and they just got people from, like, Step by Step, Dinosaurs, and...
How are they gonna get people from Dinosaurs?
Oh, that was...
The voices!
They come in there?
The voices or
dinosaurs
something.
Dinosaurs was... That was an MP3 I was trying to find for a ringtone.
But, like, you know, all those shows, and, like, maybe they don't have... Maybe they can just get one cast person from, like... From every show.
What about Rock?
I remember Rock, but I was on
Fox. Oh, you know Carl Winslow. Carl Winslow was on Chuck. Carl Winslow was on Chuck this year.
No, remember? You remember what was awesome was when
Steve.
Remember that early episode of Smallville when the dad from the Wonder Years was that evil football coach?
I remember that. It's a good times. That's the Smallville is the show where all like these people come back.
They recycled all those old characters.
Oh yeah, and the Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, let's face it. Martha Stewart was the original Lana Lane.
That's true.
Stewart. Yeah. Or what do I say, Martha?
Martha Kent.
Martha Kent. Martha Kent was
in Superman
used to
3.
Be Lana Lane.
What else was on TGIF?
It's like Superman 3.
Let's see. I remember when TGIF first started. It was Full House, Family Matters. Perfect Strangers.
I remember this man.
No.
Come on, dude.
And then the fourth one was that blatant ripoff of Look Who's Talking.
So that had to be four episodes, right? Friday night, 2 hour slot.
Yeah, Perfect Strangers was on TGIF.
Yeah, it was the 9 o'clock one. It was the 9 o'clock one.
What year was this?
Like 1990.
Perfect Strangers was on in 1990?
Yes.
Yes.
Why everyone's so abrasive about that?
Wait,
no.
Okay, so
what?
Can we what? Can we get back to the Boy Meets World thing? Okay.
Boy Meets World was
the
second gen.
What do you not like about Boy Meets World?
Remember they got
I
rid.
Swear to God, I'll stand up for Boy Meets World.
Remember they got rid of that nerdy guy with the glasses? Like he like disappears for four
oh,
seasons.
Oh yeah, he was on in the beginning, and he used to have a crush on Topanga. That guy.
Yeah.
He was like, Topanga. Can you help me with my homework?
I remember Boy Meets World was one of the first ones to do, like, a racial thing. It was, like, one of those things where Mr. Feeny actually got... What was his name? What did Ben Savage name?
Corey
Matthews.
Yeah, he actually got Corey to, like, stop and actually apply himself to a project about, like, family heritage. And then when he was doing his presentation, Sean was fucking around. And then he was all like, all right, Sean, what did they call your ancestors?
WAP.
Yeah. And then Sean was all like, you didn't say that. And he got up like right in his face, and Mr. Feeny was like, it's like, Mr. Hunter, sit down.
It was messed up, man. Mr. Feeny was like their teacher every freaking year.
He was every year,
but
then he became
the
principal.
Be the principal. Yeah.
Yeah, but then like in college, he was
fucking
their
stalker.
He's like, I want to grow up with you children.
No kidding.
He was like, I don't know, whatever.
He was like Wilson, but dirty.
I didn't think I'm Mr. Feeny as dirty.
And then also, Mr. Feeny like was the teacher that lived.
And he was also
next
their next door neighbor. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's messed up, man.
The premise of that show is fine. It's like, it's every kid's nightmare to live next to their teacher.
So James, you get, since we brought all these facts up, why do you not like Step by Step?
Boy Meets World.
I never liked any of the characters.
What? I can't relate to that.
Especially Sean and Corey.
the main characters.
What about Eric Matthews? You liked him? Remember when Eric Matthews was working at the dad's store that had like a fishing store or something?
Yeah, a sports store or something?
Yeah.
He was all dumb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the older
and
brother.
He wanted to be a weatherman.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He was like Cody in Step by Step.
Well, damn it, dude. Don't ever talk about Cody like that.
Dude,
Cody abused his wife.
Yeah, I know. As soon as Step by Step was over,
she probably deserved it. So I couldn't keep her mouth shut.
It's Cody.
Wait, so does that mean... that's Step by Step. Does that mean you like Step by Step better than Boy Meets World?
Do you remember the first song Cody
like
ever wrote?
Step.
Cody,
gosh darn it. Boy Meets World is way better.
Cody was courting Dana. Sucks. He just got the guitar. He's like, Dana, I wrote you this song. And he's all like...
He's courting Dana?
Yeah. And he's all like...
While living out in the backyard.
Living in the van. The water bed in his van.
Why did they make him live in the van?
Why did they make him live in the van?
Why not? He was a bum. But he got on the guitar. he got on the guitar and he's all like, ugh, all right, here it comes. Dana, 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 Dana. And then he's all
I remember
like,
that.
And then he's all like, oh, I haven't written the rest yet.
All right, so who are the people in Step by Step? So, two families,
Suzanne Summers' family and Patrick Duffy's
one
family.
One side's all blonde and one side's all dark hair. Is that what it was?
Well, let's see. Suzanne Summers had.
I remember
had the
like
two, the two daughters and the nerd.
I remember there was a time when everyone around me was like, "Oh man, Al is so hot this season now." Like the
yeah,
like the
older girl.
What is that? The tomboy girl
the
turned into a hot girl.
The girl's on my phone now.
Oh, was that Al?
Was that her?
I thought that the Al
was that. Was Al.
I didn't know that was Al.
No, that's not.
What about the brown-haired girl that was all like prissy?
The
country singer.
The airhead.
She's a country singer. Yeah.
Wait, a country singer in real life?
No, Al. What? This is Al. She's the one who grew up to be all hot.
I'll assume that the country singer turned out to be pretty hot too.
But she's all stupid. She's all like, oh, what? Oh, my God. You got
and then like most stuff. Like most shows, the young kid ends up getting written out.
Yeah.
Didn't in Boy Meets World they had like two Morgans?
Yeah, they did have two
Morgans. Yeah, they did have the youngest, the little daughter got written out.
I don't even think that they even needed that character Morgan, to be honest with you.
They did. That's why she disappeared.
She's essentially a plot device for one episode as a filler episode.
You know what?
It's like, why even have that character?
Like she runs away or has some problems in school that the parents end up focusing on.
What was the last TGIF that you remember? That like the lineup?
The lineup? I think it started with Step by Step. It's like gradually, it's like a lot of the shows, like Full House became such a big like juggernaut, it couldn't be contained with just Full House. So it broke out of TGIF and they kind of reshuffled the lineup. They kept, they moved Family Matters to the 8 o'clock one and then they introduced Step by Step.
Dude, they used to have the TV show version of Clueless on TGIF. I remember that.
I think I've semi.
Because then they moved it sucked. They had it for like one half season, then they moved it to UPN.
I remember when Step by Step first came on, they really needed to establish it. So it's like, you know, it's like giving a crap tag team a really cool manager.
Yeah.
They had Urkel cameo for Al's school dance.
Remember Urkel had a dance?
Yeah, he did the Urkel dance in an episode of Step by Step. Do the Urkel.
That's right.
What was do the Urkel? That was like point to your crotch and then point to your ass. That's what it was.
No,
I remember the Urkel
really?
Dance.
That was the Herman dance, Pee Wee Herman.
What was the Urkel?
All I remember is it finishes with them like falling on their back, like doing that back crab thing.
I don't remember how the dance.
Remember how Urkel had that small car?
Yeah, he had a smart.
And then
oh my god!
And he had that one girlfriend that liked him, like the
Myra.
Yeah,
Myra was kind of hot.
My mom was saying that Myra died like really early on. She died of cancer. She died when she's like in her 20s.
She's like the Yellow Ranger.
Not even.
Just a Yellow Ranger. Tied.
That's kind of sad though to like be on Family Matters.
I know,
and then,
Family
like,
Matters
just
is
die.
A cash cow.
And then just like die though. That's pretty sad to die that young. But that's according to my mom. Like, Family Matters is my mom's favorite show, but she never calls it Family Matters. She always calls it Urkel.
Was Hang with
she's
Mr.
Like,
Cooper?
She's like, let's watch Urkel.
Was Cooper on TGIF?
Cooper was never on TGIF.
Oh, Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Yeah. Because wasn't...
That was an awesome show.
Because wasn't... I thought that, like, remember the sister in Family Matters, like Rachel? I thought she went and switched over and went to Hang with Mr. Cooper.
What?
I thought that's what happened.
Oh, yeah, Rachel got written out, too.
And then she went to hang with Mr. Cooper.
Wasn't there an old black guy in Hanging with Mr. Cooper? Who's the old guy?
I don't remember an old guy.
Damn it.
Like Coach?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper reminded me of, like, a black version of Three's Company, because it was a dude that lived with two girls, and then, like, Holly Robinson was the hot one.
Sure ruled.
Is that an alarm clock?
Yeah, I was like, the alarm clock?
I think it's part of the soundtrack.
Yeah.
You were looking at a lot of Three's Company over at Best Buy.
This is true.
You kept on comparing. You're like, look what happened to this guy after two seasons, dude.
Michael Gross? Man, from seasons 1 to 2, he aged like 8 years.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when, like, you grow a beard, too, I think.
Yeah, but all his hair went gray. Like, all of it.
It was sort of gray, too, in the beginning, right?
Yeah, but still, he looked kind of young. He had a young face, and then, boom, Michael Gross grew, like, aged, like, 20 years.
No one really cared about him anyway. They cared about Michael J. Fox's character.
Yeah, everyone cared about Michael J. Fox and Mallory.
But what channel was that on?
Fox?
Was it on Fox?
I think it was Fox.
The Fox with the Fox channel?
No. Was it?
I think it was Fox.
Family Ties?
Yeah,
the show is so old, though.
Like, Growing Pains was on ABC. I remember that. All of TGIF was on ABC.
Disney.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, CBS had the shit lineup. They didn't really have... They had more shit, like...
Twin Peaks had
real dramas.
Did you guys ever watch Twin Peaks?
Fuck no, man.
I never once.
There's such a huge cult following for Twin Peaks, man.
Twin Peaks, Crossing Jordan. They have, like, the hour-long stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas every other thing had, like, 30-minute sitcoms.
There's no real good sitcoms these days, or at least that I watch. I don't really watch any.
Do you guys remember, like, the Full House, speaking of how, like, you know, that coincided with ABC, which, of course, owned by Disney? Remember, like, every year Full House would always do a Disneyland special or Disney World
They would
special?
Go to
oh,
Disney.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think my favorite Disneyland thing was Roseanne. When Roseanne actually went to Disney.
That was ABC too, right?
Yeah.
Probably. They all go visit
Disney. The best part was, like, I remember one time they had Roseanne, like, they had several Disneyland specials, but one of them was Roseanne saying, "Great! Darlene versus the happiest place on earth."
See, like, Sarah but now Gilbert. Now ABC doesn't, like, treat, like, the audience that stupid. Like, basically those shows were, like, relatively, they did have some plot line, but relatively they were basically
a whole advertisement.
It was, like, a pretty much basic advertisement to go see the theme park.
It almost always involved the kid getting lost.
Yes, then, I think, like, they did that. But did Uncle Jesse... you know when Uncle Jesse and Becky had, like, a fight, and then that's when he played piano for her? Was that at the Disney Resort?
That was at the Disney Resort.
Was that Disney?
See, that one is one of my favorite episodes of Full House. It's classic.
No, but I think my favorite Disney was still Roseanne, not just the Darlene thing, but it was right at the last season of Roseanne, and then when they had two Beckys.
Yes.
And then there was all sorts of inside jokes. Like,
yeah.
Literally on-air jokes about the situation. Because the deal was, the Beckys alternated every 2 weeks. It's like, old Becky for 2 weeks, new Becky for 2 weeks. And then old Becky just happened to be, like, the one on for the Disney part.
Yeah.
And then Roseanne got a line in there, just like, "Ain't you glad you were here this week?"
Which Becky did you like?
I like the old Becky. Let's face it. Old Becky, she is the one true Becky, but new Becky is hot.
Yeah, she was better looking.
Yeah, Sarah Chalk.
The one that's
hot.
On Scrubs?
Yes, she's hot. There's no denying.
But, like,
she's not Becky.
The lineup of Roseanne kept on changing, too, man.
No, it was only Becky. She's the only one who ever changed.
No, because, I mean, for who lived in the house? Because
this is true.
Because before.
I hated the grandma.
Yeah, the grandma sucked. She was such a side character. She's such an unimportant character.
I don't even remember her.
Because remember you had, like, Becky's boyfriend, Sean.
Mark
and his brother were going out with the sisters.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden the sisters left, and then they left. They lived in the house. I was like, dang, they just replaced.
I
thought Mark was funny as hell, by the way.
I hated David, though.
Yeah, David.
Oh, yeah.
He's on another TV
show now. He's the artistic guy.
Big Bang Theory guy. He's on Big Bang Theory.
I thought it was Numbers.
On The Big Bang Theory with the hot daughter from 10 Rules of Dating My Teenage Daughter.
Damn it. Hey, David.
You know what?
David was in I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
You know, the funny thing is the Big Bang Theory is nothing but a giant Roseanne, like, reunion. Like, Darlene's been on it. Sarah Gilbert's been on it. I mean.
Really?
Wait, which?
The Big Bang Theory.
Which Darlene?
Sarah Gilbert.
I mean, not, I mean, which Becky? Was Becky on?
No, Becky. It was
Sarah Gilbert.
Darlene's a recurring character, and so is Aunt Jackie. And
really?
Yeah, she's on it all
she's
the time.
She's all old now.
Yeah, Laurie Metcalf. She's all old.
Aunt Jackie was the killer in Scream 2.
Yeah, she was!
That made no sense to me, dude, to have her there.
You know, I remember I was watching an old episode of Roseanne, and this is when they still had the plastic factory in, like, the first season.
Yeah.
The foreman, you know who the foreman was?
You're talking about George Clooney?
George Clooney. It was Booker.
Yeah.
It was Booker. He was all trying.
He was trying
to sleep with Jackie. Ice.
Yeah, he went up with Jackie.
Oh, I forgot. Oh,
I was like, why are people trying to sleep with Jackie? She's ugly as hell, man.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. I guess, like, out in, you know, white collar or blue collar Chicago or the Illinois area, Jackie was like top commodity.
I thought it was cool they had their own like restaurant, that loose meat,
the lunchbox.
Yeah,
I remember when they were trying to think of the name, DJ came in. He's
I hate
like
DJ.
Why do you hate DJ?
He was,
man,
the most worthless piece of crap on that show.
I remember there was one point
he had no purpose.
Yeah, he did, because they every show needs to allude get to a episode where they talk about masturbation.
He's the guy.
He was the plot device for
Remember, he had the trombone.
Yeah, and he's came. Like, he walked in the room.
Music stops. Don't come in.
Yeah, exactly.
The trombone movement.
Exactly. He was the obligatory, because
he always had the bowl cut.
What? Yeah. Once a show's been on like for Beetle eight Bailey. Seasons, you got to do the sex ed one. And they did the it. They did it for the girls. So you got to do it for the boy eventually. That's the rule.
I wonder what he's doing now, man.
Who cares? Probably dead.
God, we look him up and he's dead.
I like how you're talking about, like, they all have like Spice. The Disney episode and they all have the sex ed episode, and now their show's like Gossip Girl, and it's like,
what the hell is wrong with network television now? They're just so tawdry and so freaking raunchy now.
I mean, I don't know. I've seen bits and pieces of Gossip Girl. Like, it's at least like well shot and stuff like that, but it's just like so different. Like back then, like we had our like little moral lessons with the TGIFs.
Now it's like, who can sleep with the most people?
Yeah.
And not get caught.
But see, that,
it's
that's
all secretive.
That's gonna, you know, that's the surprise of that's gonna wear away after a while. Because like Roseanne was pretty raunchy. That's probably the raunchiest thing besides
Married with Children.
Yeah, besides Married with Children. Yes. Right there.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Get a Life?
No, I don't even remember that.
What was that show? What is Nikki that?
Chris Elliott?
Chris Elliott.
Cabin Boy? I never once saw that.
What's the premise of it?
Get a Life?
Yeah.
It's like this 35-year-old man.
Is this like Herman's Head?
He's like a total loser, and he's living at home with his parents, and he's a paper boy. He's got like nothing going for him in his life. He's just a paper boy.
I thought it was called Step Brothers.
No. This is Get a Life. It was on in the early 90s.
I don't think I saw that.
It had that R.E.M. song, Stand, is the theme song.
Standing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I might have seen. I just don't remember that theme song
being used, but I don't remember the actual show.
Oh, it was funny as hell.
They had some crazy stuff back then, man. That was some good. I thought they had some. That was the era of the good sitcom. It's no good sitcom now.
There is no good sitcom now.
At least none that I watch.
Two and a Half Men kicks ass.
Does it really?
Yes.
You know what I liked?
I hated Charlie Sheen before, and now I like it.
It only had like five episodes, but it was like on Fox. It was called like
Go Fish?
Uninhibited Stacked. Or something. Unhitched.
Unhitched? What was the premise of that?
It was directed by the Farrelly brothers. So, you know, they always had a retard joke or some like autistic joke every episode. I liked it. It had like, hell, no one reveal any. It had like a bunch of side characters from other shows, like the hot secretary from that one Fox show, Boston Public.
Whoa.
Boston Public?
Yeah. No.
The Jerry Ryan Boston Public?
The funny thing is, I never knew this, but she is the daughter of Quincy Jones, the director Quincy Jones.
The daughter, the one that was on The Office, or was on The Office?
Rashida Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, she was a character in Unhitched.
I like Rashida Jones.
Yeah, she was
hot.
I
don't know what happened to her show. Like, she had a show after she left The Office.
Oh, really?
Or was supposed to.
I don't know.
I guess it had a guy who was like an extra, who was like a side character in Harold and Kumar. There's the token Indian guy. And then had like two other no-name guys.
Do you guys remember a show called Boston Commons? Or Boston Common, and it had like that Anthony Clark guy on there. I used to watch that. I don't know how long that lasted.
I used to watch Melrose Place.
Are you serious?
That makes me laugh.
Yes.
I've seen it.
It had Heather Locklear in it when she was still hot.
And now she's
because they teamed
all,
that up with
all, like,
that was like with
Cray Cray.
That was during like the 90210 era too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember they piggybacked.
They tried to tag team that.
Yeah, they piggybacked a character from like Or they had Kelly from 90210 show up in Melrose Place. She was dating one of the older guys, and they're like, "All right, it's wrong. You're too young for me." And then by then, Melrose Place was on its begin walking on its own.
I think it's funny that those were like, I guess if you want to equate it to like the current day Gossip Girl, those were like, you know, but obviously I feel like Melrose Place was really written for like older, you know, that's not
older horny
for,
women.
That's not for teens. But then like, from what I've read, Gossip Girl's actual, like, the demographics that you think that they're aiming for is, like, teens. But then the people that actually watch Gossip Girl are, like, in their 30s.
Yep.
It's kind of interesting.
I think Fox was a lot better back then. I think they had better shows.
It's hard for Fox to do what they do now because everyone's trying to be groundbreaking. Fox was the one who was unafraid to run the risque shows, but now everyone's running the risque shows. And reality TV, better or for worse, it's still around.
And also, these days they don't let shows grow either.
Yeah, they don't. You have like 3 weeks to bring in ratings or you're canceled.
That's out.
That's what sucks.
It's like, yeah, I don't know.
Because that's why Married with Children was so good, because like it built such a huge ass.
Yeah.
Because you saw how young Bud was in the early days, and you get to see him grow into like a...
He had mullets, he did his wigger phase.
Dude, yeah. The later seasons are so much funnier than the
Grandmaster
early
P.
Stuff.
But remember the early ones where they had, I think they had... like Al like wrestled like the female wrestlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, a classic one. You don't have to fight Al. Okay. And everything goes in slow motion when the big Bertha
Al is like, he's all like, "Peg, you don't get it. The last time Honda was on, your mom walked in front of the TV, and by the time she had finished walking in front of the TV, it was over." He was obsessed with Hondo. And his whole goal in life was to watch Hondo.
I remember there was that one Married with Children episode where they went to, like, London.
Yeah, Lower Umpton.
That, like, came out of nowhere to me. I was like, how did that happen? But it was an awesome episode. It was like, what was it, like a murder mystery episode?
No, all the Bundys, male Bundy had to be killed so that this curse would be lifted off of the Lower Umpton so that the sun would shine there again.
And then the problem was when the curse was lifted, like, the whole place was dead. Like, there was no vegetation because it was living in darkness for, like, a decade.
Dude, this plot out of a Married with Children show.
No, somehow the Darcys ended up going to London, too, but they got busted at customs. And then they entered this life of, like, they all had, I don't know what happened, but they ended up at this, like, dominatrix club.
Yeah,
and then, like,
nice.
And then when they were like, "Do you have anything to declare?" When they were on the, when the arc was over, they're at customs, they open up like their whole luggage, sets off all the alarms, and they open it up, it's just full of all this S&M gear.
And then what?
Al got busted for stealing towels. He got locked in prison. And then they're like, "Well, what's the worst that can happen? He just was stealing towels," and you see him like chained to the wall in the dungeon. And then Al's looking at the other guy who's got like this huge lifelong beard, and he's all like, "Hey, what do they feed you in here?" And the guy's like, "Bread and water 3 times a day. And Al's like, "Bread and water? 3 times a day? And he's like, his mouth starts contorting. And then he smiles and he's like, "This could possibly be the best vacation ever." And that's the end of the arc.
It was weird to see Al like in actual movies. Because I remember seeing him in that movie, what, Dutch? Or something like that, where he's with a kid. And they had to travel.
Yeah.
What was the name of that movie? Because he wasn't like,
yeah, that was it, Dutch.
Dutch, because he's not Al in that, you know. So
remember Al in Wayne's World?
Yeah.
When he broke the fourth wall and he was talking to the audience, and then Wayne came by. He's like, no, you're not allowed to do that. That's for me.
I liked it whenever like the Simpsons sort of parodied Married with Children. Like they'd be watching a show,
yeah,
and then like everyone would clap. No one, you notice no one does that anymore. Like there's no show where one character walks in, everyone's all like, "Yeah," and they all start clapping like crazy.
but towards the end, Married Children, every character got the applause. Yeah. Like the Darcys, Bud, Peg.
And they would stand there for a minute, like look around while everybody's clapping and cheering. And then when they stopped, they'd be like, "Fat woman walked into the shoe store today."
Marcy, let me tell you something. two of my favorite characters that aren't main characters was Jefferson and that black dude that worked with Al. And
Griff.
Griff.
Griff was awesome.
I liked how Griff talked, man. It's like, come on, Al.
I like the compromised cop. Crooked cop. Sometimes he would arrest them, sometimes he wouldn't. Remember the one where No Man went to D.C. to protest?
Yeah.
And then they were in that hotel, and then they hear gunshots, and then the cop, he's like, I got this, gentlemen. He sticks his hands out the window and starts firing shots. Damn, man, that was a great show. I miss American Children so much.
But it was on for so long, too.
13 seasons.
Yeah, you gotta sort of like...
That was a record. That was a record until Simpsons gravy trained their way to, like, 16. It's not fair.
But in a way, it's still their own record because it wasn't animated, whereas The Simpsons was animated.
But at the same time, Simpsons should have been canned like 8 seasons ago.
I haven't seen The Simpsons.
I can't believe it's still even going.
Yeah, I thought The Simpsons was going to be over after the movie, and then I hear like, oh, we're still going for like 10 more seasons.
It's like they finally kill. I mean, you know the irony is, I think King of the Hill also is beaten Married with Children too, because they've been around for a long time. They just recently canceled King of the Hill.
Yeah, that's a surprise. Like,
Cartoon Network picked it up.
Like, to me, like
for new episodes.
Really?
Or a repeat.
I didn't realize how many people liked King of the Hill.
I love King of the Hill.
No. What I'm saying, like, until I started moving around, because like I was like I always knew it was a good show, but I didn't know like a lot of, because I never heard like a big following, like a vocal big following.
There isn't.
It's just this calm. Yeah, it's good.
You either like put it this way. It used to be you either like Simpsons or King of the Hill, but then Simpsons they haven't been relevant for a decade now. So it's either like you either like Family Guy or King of the Hill. And I was like, Family Guy's funny, but I just like King of the Hill. It's all about John Redcorn.
All about John Redcorn.
He is the best. He's my favorite character in that show.
Maize chips.
it's like Hank, meet my son Joseph, and you see this half Native American kid. Yeah.
I always thought that was so odd, because when did that come out, like that show? How old were we when King of the Hill came out?
I remember that, like, that was like 96.
How old were we? I think I was in like the 6th grade, if I remember correctly.
See, but it's like so odd from like that perspective, like watching it, because you're like, okay, that's his son, but you know that he's like half Indian or something, and you're like,
the
what?
Older you get and you rewatch that series, the more it makes sense.
But it's
but like when I was, you know, whatever, 6th or 7th grade, I was always like, that. I always thought it was funny, I would always laugh at that too, but it's just like... It's just odd and random.
You know, I think it's great that it came from the creator of Beavis and Butt.
The sad thing is, like, you know, can you really say it from the creators of Beavis and Butthead? Because King of the Hill far outlasted Beavis and Butthead.
It has the same... There's, like, designs and, like, sensibilities, but it's just sort of, like, a total different world.
It is. And it was able to run. They went forever. And I'm pretty sure they passed Married with Children, too.
Yeah. I like those are all good shows. I mean, at the same time, that's when that 70s show was on too. Did anyone watch that 80s show?
No,
I think I saw one episode.
Yeah, I saw that first episode. They only had like they only had one episode, didn't they?
They had like
three.
Yeah, I taped two, and then all of a sudden, like,
I used to DVR Unhitched. Like, it just didn't work.
Remember, we used to watch Go Fish because it had Will Friedle on it.
Will Friedle,
it was awesome.
Oh, wasn't that, like, the older brother?
Yeah, Eric Matthews.
Yeah, Eric Matthews.
Will Friedle rules.
So you still didn't... I don't think you've...
Explained why he hates
Boy Meets World. Why you hate Boy Meets World, besides saying the character... Because I know you had to have watched it, because you're educated on it a little bit.
I have watched it. That's why I know I hate it.
Aw. Such a shame. But you know what's interesting? When you guys were talking about... Married of Children and how everyone would clap when they enter the room and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
And or enter the scene. Like, that's something that 50 years from now, like, who knows what's going to be on TV in 50 years, you know? Like, who knows if sitcoms are going to make a comeback or what? But that is something that is going to just, like, be landmark about, like, the clapping like that. Because even I'm, like, a huge fan of The Honeymooners. And, like, all those old black and white episodes, they basically had one set. It was, like, literally just a room with a table and an ice box. That was, like, their whole set. And it's, like, so much happened. Just
like
on
The
that,
Odd Couple.
Just so much happened just on that one set. And, like, to me, that's, like, so landmark. Because, like, nowadays, now we have all these, like, fantastic, like, I'll bring up Gossip Girl again. We have, like, these fantastic locations in New York and really, like, awesome, trendy crazy places going on and like landmark locations. But like, whereas there's so much you can do just in one room.
You know, they still do have like the, I think the, a bit of the like the afternoon teenage sitcom, like the Saved by the Bell type show. I still think they have a bit of those.
Still yeah, but they're all really like pushing the envelope and stuff. I remember seeing stuff. There was this one Canadian show called Degrassi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard.
I was
about
like watching that. I was
it.
Like, man, it's all about like teenage sex and stuff. Yeah. I was like, there's no way this stuff would have flown back in the '90s, early 2000s, for that matter.
I remember wanting like Zach like Morris's haircut at one point, and now I look back at it and I'm all like, that haircut sort of sucks.
He must have been hung upside down and then dipped just his head in hair gel.
Because it's just like such this one giant perfect wave.
Yeah, exactly. It was this huge
wave.
He
looked very California.
AC Slater was still the man, though.
He has Jerry Curl and shit.
Remember when we used to sit AC Slater style?
Yes.
The AC Slater style? What was that?
It's like where you sit backwards on your chair.
Yeah. Straddle the chair.
We took a picture like that once at the buffet.
Yes. AC, and we're all sitting AC Slater style.
You know what I thought was funny? Is that whenever you see AC Slater like in the hallway, like he dressed so weird, man. He would either have like this like really small tank top, or he would have like the like these really baggy like pants, but it's all like tight near like the shoes and shit.
Like bell
like
bottoms.
Yeah, or it's like the MC Hammer pants.
Bell bottoms.
And he had the most colorful button down shirts. Yeah. Always rolled up sleeves too.
He had some weird style.
Or he was wearing a burgundy wrestling singlet.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of good lessons learned from Saved by the Bell.
Did I ever tell you guys there's a YouTube clip called 28 Days Slater?
No, what's that?
What?
Basically, it's a bunch of fan-made videos. The premise is it's Mario Lopez 28 days after the cancellation of Saved by the Bell. And then basically it starts up with this guy getting up. It's a guy who actually, his face really looks like Mario Lopez. And he gets up, he flexes in the mirror, and there's a picture of Jesse, and he's all like, come for you later, mama, and he kisses the photograph, and then his agent calls him on the phone and they're like, all right, we can't find you any work right now, you gotta get a real job to make ends meet. And he's all like, no problem, AC out. And you see him like interviewing this job at like this like, you know, typical corporate office, and the guy's like looking at his resume, he's like, you're completely unqualified. And he's like, why should I give you this job? And then he's all like, I'm AC Slater, you know? I'm AC Slater. I'm always cool. And then, like, the guy's like, get out of my office. He rips off his shirt, and he's got the Bayside, like, singlet on underneath. And the guy's looking at him like...
Bayside?
Yeah, the guy's looking at him, and, you know, you're meant to believe it's like, what the hell are you looking at? It's like, yeah. Are you doing this? And then the guy behind the desk looks at him, and he removes his tie, and he's got the Valley. He's got the Valley singlet on underneath. So they start wrestling, and AC beats him. And then...
Valley?
Yeah, the blue... The Valley High, whatever. Well, AC Slater beats him in a wrestling match. And then the guy stands up, he goes, well, congratulations, you got the job!
The max.
And then that's, like, the end of part one. I don't know if they ever made any more parts.
Did you enjoy the college years?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Why not, dude?
They're stupid.
College years was alright.
Remember they got married in Hawaii? Like, wait, Zach and Kelly got married in Hawaii?
I thought they got married in Las Vegas.
Mr. Belding came? Yeah, Mr. Belding showed up.
Did they get married? I thought it was like in Vegas. Or they went to Vegas and got married.
I don't think I ever watched the college years.
Yeah, it was in Hawaii. Dude, there are these pictures floating on the internet of like Mr. Belding now. And he's always like at clubs and hanging on with girls like
a third of
his age.
Mr. Belding? Really?
To the internet.
To the phone internet.
Bring it up. I want
to
see that. Is he all old?
Yeah,
of course.
Wait,
he's
so
all
why
old,
does
man.
He have all these pictures of
Mr. Belding?
Who posts them up there?
Like, people
what do you
find
think?
Them.
Come on, man.
Does he just go to clubs and then the young girls pose with them? They're like, Mr. Belding.
I guess so, but I was just like,
it's kind of
on a website. They're like, Mr. Belding partying with hot co-eds.
Co-eds.
Danny, how do you find these websites? I always think it's funny how Danny
Google.
Knows these like random.
Just check it out,
here
I found one.
Like it's weird because when I'm on the internet,
oh, there's like several of them.
Several images.
Wait.
So let's start one at a time.
We want to see the hot co-eds.
So Mr. Belding with hot co-eds.
No way.
Are these? take a closer look, James.
Wait, describe these
can I click
images.
On it? Yeah, you can click it.
Describe these images.
Is this the phone that like clicks and makes a click sound when you
do
it?
Do I have to double click?
No.
Alright, yeah, I clicked it. It's processing. Wait, what happened?
Mr. Belding.
Oh, let me see if I can find it. Right. It looks like it's part of a bigger blog.
Damn it.
It's not a very... It's not a much of a bigger picture.
Mr. Belding never had, like, a girlfriend or anything, did he?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
That sucks
Lisa
to be
Turtle.
Him.
Lisa
Turtle. Oh my god, it's like a whole collection of, like, Mr. Belding photos.
Mr. Belding co-eds.
Alright, just James. Alright, here's what you do. Like, just scroll up, just run your fingertip along that, and look at all these photos of Mr. Belding.
With co-eds? Or just
hot co-eds?
Yeah, he's like hanging out in Vegas clubs with all these like women and other celebrities and stuff.
Man, must have saved his money then, dude.
He gained a lot of weight.
Yeah. Years have been kind of him.
But he somehow still gets all these co-eds.
Yeah, I need to look this up later because these aren't too clear.
It's called The Life and Time of Mr. Belding's. Mr. Belding.
Someone made up.
Yeah, there's a blog post with nothing but all these collected pictures of Mr. Belding hanging out in like public places.
Sometimes
someone's
I wonder
Mr.
what
Mr. Belding
what
with
it,
the Hooters
someone's,
girls.
Someone's
yeah, no,
life is dedicated to Mr. Belding.
Yeah.
Now check it out.
Oh
like,
my
run
god.
Your, run your fingertip up to scroll the page up, but you'll see like all these pictures of Mr. Belding. Like you'll see the one where
Jesus, man.
He's got like all these Hooters girls around him.
Oh, I see that one.
So apparently he gets around.
What is he's like licking some girl's face.
Yeah, he's like a typical party club goer, but he's Mr. Belding.
So weird. What was that?
He look at this one. He has like all these girls surrounding him. He's throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome.
Gang signs?
Yeah, man. Look at this one. See this? Look at that.
Gang signs.
Oh, he's gang,
so he's gang signs with boobs.
I was throwing up gang signs all day
long.
Is that
gonna be the official these symbol?
That's peace.
Peace. Oh, okay.
Dude,
peace is a gang sign.
Like, let me know when Chrissy gets photos up, man. I want to see them.
I think it should be. I don't know when, but she said like in a week.
Yeah, I know.
When they come back.
Yeah, I know the process of digital photography and all that stuff. If she's going to be efficient, she'll provide Huzzer with like contact sheets and actual just a DVD full of all the raw images or something. You know, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good standard.
I want a copy. I want to see all the gang signs.
So do you think we took a lot of good photos in this wedding? Oh, where are we going? I don't even know what to talk about the wedding. It's 3 weeks ago.
Well, honestly, I didn't take as many as I normally would, but then again, you know, in past weddings, I wasn't actually part of the party.
That's true.
So that was fun, though. It was an interesting perspective then.
Hey, what did? Wait a minute.
Huh?
Trying to think if like if there's ever a time I actually talked to the other side, the bridal side. I don't even know any of their names.
I knew the name of the maid of honor because I was
talking
to her.
Did you talk to the girl that you had to walk out with?
No.
Bridesmaid?
I don't even remember her name.
Nah,
I don't remember the name of the cousin
either. All that matters is Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding parting it up.
Mr. Belding with all those girls.
Hot co-eds.
That is such a hot co-eds. Can you say that in the stripper voice? The stripper announcer voice games.
Say Mr. Belding.
Two for one.
Hopstrowing.
After you get your bottle of champagne, come party with these hot co-eds. On stage one and two.
That guy was all high like that. And sometimes they're like, all right, gentlemen. Come on down for the two for one special. Find that special lady.
Don't forget to get your moon bombs. Drinking one of those moon bombs like drinking four beers.
You're like, party with the rock star.
What I'm not mentioning is it's about cost of five.
That sucked, man.
Water
beef,
for $8.
Spice.
Get yours now.
Spice.
You gonna do that?
Spice.
And blood.
Art thou bored? Did I say what I think I just said? I'm gonna take your I know the Hummer driver. Oh, yeah. Get him!
Too slim, Jim.
Get him! Art thou bored?
Oh, all right,
guys. We'll end it. We'll end it with that.
Good night.
Peace, gangsters.
Yeah, later.
Good night, good
see
night,
y'all
good
later.
Night.
I shave you blood, blood. Gallons of the stuff I gave you, all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood, blood. I'm the kind of human wreckage that you love.